Hello, welcome to Long Shot Leaders. This is the intro episode. Today's episode is only going to be about 10 minutes long. I wanted to share with you what this show is going to be about and a little bit about myself. Episode 2 is going to kick off the start of interviews with some great long shot stories. People of all walks of life who have overcome large obstacles and found success. In some cases, people overcoming small obstacles that found success, but analyzing what got them there. We roll out a new episode every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Before we get started, I would love for you to go to our website, longshotleaders.com, and check it out. All right, let's get into this. Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Stein. Welcome to Longshot Leaders. We are going to be interviewing some very interesting people. Everyone from sports heroes, entrepreneurs, actors, comedians, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, you name it. High achievers of all kinds. Our niche is telling the stories of underdogs who have found success. Because when people have obstacles and find a way to still be successful, there's value to be had in that, hearing their secrets. I like to concentrate on what makes these people tick mentally. Now, my background includes business, filmmaking, acting, personal growth, and stand-up comedy. So I've created an interview format that incorporates those things. Each interview will concentrate on telling a story. Kind of like a movie. Their initial want, the inciting incident, their lows, their highs, their new equilibrium that they succeed with now, etc. Each episode's about 30 to 45 minutes long, but could run a little longer depending on the person being interviewed. So now you know a little bit about the show. Now I'd like to tell you why I created Longshot Leaders. One of my favorite movies is a movie called Broadway Danny Rose. The movie is based around a group of comedians sitting around a table at Carnegie Deli, and they're talking about this guy they're all fascinated with named Danny Rose. The conversation spans the gamut of subjects and emotions, success, failure, business. It's funny, it's serious. Like every well-written movie, it teaches you something and entertains you at the same time. Now, Danny Rose doesn't find what you would call huge success, but he finds a modicum of success, and he learns something at the end. Case in point, I've always wanted to sit at that table and talk about interesting people like Danny Rose. I've always loved interviewing people. Basically, I've always loved meeting people of all walks of life. I love hearing about their successes, their struggles, the dynamics of how they lived their life, how they became what they are, the origin of their whole story. That's always just fascinated me. Well, herein lies the next reason why I'm doing this podcast and a little Reader's Digest version about myself. I'm what you would call a long shot. I come from a long line of long shots. My grandmother and her family escaped the Russian concentration camps at gunpoint on her way to America. My father was a homeless New York street kid who eventually became a millionaire only to lose it all due to a reckless lifestyle and found himself penniless and living homeless again. I was an unplanned child born over 2 months premature with immunity issues. I grew up in a broken home, was diagnosed with a learning disability, dyslexia, and had a bad stutter. I was weak, riddled with health challenges, frequently confused and felt out of place, socially awkward, quiet, hyper, and impulsive. When I was a kid, people were not familiar with the term ADD, ADHD, attention deficit disorder, something I learned I had later on. Needless to say, my childhood was a confusing time for me. I felt like I didn't deserve to live, have friends, or be happy. I always felt like I couldn't win at anything other than getting people to laugh at me. This started to change when I turned 9 years old. I saw the movie Rocky. I was super inspired. I saw someone like myself, someone who was funny, but not considered smart by others. And no matter how many times he got knocked down, he would get back up and try hard. The only difference I saw between Rocky and myself was he was physically strong. So from then on, I became heavily invested in physical fitness. Here are some defining moments of success and failures in my life thus far. I became a physical fitness trainer at 16. After barely graduating high school, my goals were to be an actor, comedian, and entrepreneur. This was right after my high school tutor told me I should work with my hands because not everybody's meant to do what they want to do. The Monday after I graduated high school, I started my own tool company. I failed miserably and quit 2 weeks later. At that point, I'm thinking, well, could my high school tutor be right? I then enrolled into the City College and took 3 courses that interested me: business, theater, and psychology. At 19 years old, I started doing stand-up comedy. At 20 years old, I started a nightclub promotion business and became the number one nightclub promoter in Los Angeles for my age bracket, ages 16 to 22. At 21, I got my first acting role, playing Dirt Diggler in The Dirt Diggler Story, the original short film that would eventually be made into the feature film Boogie Nights, which I appear in as well. At 22, I collaborated with Warner Brothers Pictures, John Peters, and Peter Guber, and promoted one of the largest nightclub movie promotion events ever for the 1989 movie Batman. At 23, I became heavily involved in personal growth, studying NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, Tony Robbins, Wayne Dyer, and pretty much anything else I can get my hands on in the lines of personal development. At 24 years, I started producing and directing documentaries. At 26 years old, I ended my nightclub career to work in film production to pursue my passion, filmmaking and acting. At 30, I wrote, directed, and produced an award-winning live-action short film, Rituals and Resolutions. The film was acquired by HBO and got me meetings with many large studios and nearly a movie deal, but after 2 years of development hell, no movie deal. I decided since I can't get a studio to help me make my own feature film, I would make one myself. The only problem I had at that point was I was broke and worse in debt. So at 33, I decided to start my own business selling tarps on the internet. I created tarpsplus.com. I made over $500,000 its first year. Then I wrote, directed, produced, and acted in a film called Love Hollywood Style with Academy Award-winning actress Faye Dunaway, Andy Dick, and rap star Coolio, along with many other actors. The film won some film festival awards, but made zero money. Since then, my business has earned over $100 million and continues to grow. It has enabled me to continue many other passions like making independent films, continuing stand-up comedy, and other business ventures like this podcast with You Find Good People Here Today. So now my goal is with this podcast to sit at the table just like in the movie Broadway Danny Rose and share Rocky-type stories. Explore the psychology of these people and talk about their success and failures. Not every show will be like a Rocky-type story, but it will be insightful, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. If you find value in that and you want to join us on this crazy ride, then please go to iTunes or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast and subscribe. All right, you're going to love the next episode. Episode 2 kicks off a childhood friend of mine, the founder and CEO of Gamefly and now Dropoff.com, Sean Spector. How he started a juggernaut like Gamefly and now Dropoff.com from scratch is nothing short of amazing and inspirational. I'm excited for you to listen and thrilled to begin this journey together. So please visit us at longshotleaders.com. Join us and let's have some fun.